With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major talks coming up south of the border. Top U.S. delegation is to meet with Mexico's president later Wednesday in what many see as a bid to get him to do more to stem a surge of migrants reaching the United States' southwestern border. In the meantime, officials say they're hoping that the talks will go well. A winter storm blasting much of the central U.S., an ice storm in North Dakota, while blizzard conditions in Denver force airlines to delay hundreds of flights. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says blizzard conditions will continue for a good part of the mid-America.
The wind will be up, so areas that have had heavy snow, which are supposed to get additional heavy snow, it's all going to be blowing around. So we have a variety of, looks like, winter storm and blizzard warnings and ice storm warnings.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden responding to that drone attack that wounded three U.S. troops in northern Iraq. Here's Donna Warder with the story.
National Security Council spokeswoman Adrienne Wilson says one of the U.S. service members sustained critical injuries. Biden, who's spending Christmas at Camp David, was told about the attack by White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan shortly after it occurred. And the Pentagon and Biden's top national security aides were ordered to prepare response options to the attack on an airbase used by American troops. Biden opted to target three locations used by the militia groups. And U.S. Central Command says retaliatory strikes were carried out early Tuesday in Iraq and likely killed a number of militants.
And this is SRN News. Black churches all across the United States have something special planned for New Year's Eve. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
It's called the Watch Night Service, a tradition that goes back to December 31st, 1862, when slaves stayed up until midnight in anticipation of New Year's Day, 1863, when the Emancipation Proclamation would go into effect. Many African American congregations will mark Watch Night with a celebration that will include food, musical performances, and a word of encouragement from the pastor for 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Priests in the Church of England have begun blessing same-sex civil unions for the first time. First couple to take advantage of the change in doctrine, a pair of female priests from John the Baptist Church in eastern England. This is SRN News. Well, the markets continue to look very strong as stocks notch more gains on Tuesday. The traders keeping an eye on the end of the year, but no one is taking anything for granted, at least, well, not yet.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street at the start of a holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday. The Dow added 159 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.5%. Biotech company RayzeBio doubled after agreeing to be acquired by pharmaceutical giant Bristol-Myers Squibb. Bristol-Myers, which announced a separate deal just days earlier to acquire Karuna Therapeutics for $14 billion, fell 1.6%. Wall Street closed its eighth straight winning week with a quiet finish on Friday, following reports showing that inflation is on the decline, even as the economy appears stronger than many had expected.
More details at SRNnews.com.